Hello?
Mr. Carlson.
God bless, Mr. President. That was...
I guess my daughter, Julie, gave me the best indication that it must have been Gutchum. And I walked in, she said, Daddy, I haven't... And she's a very fair person, she said. And Chris agreed. They'd been watching CBS. She said, I have never seen Marvin Kalb and Dan Rather and Eric Severide. They were green, hateful, disgusted, discouraged,
yep.
And said that, the only thing, Severide said, the only thing about this is that it's really, there'll be no elation. It's just the fact we're getting our prisoners back. But apparently, the whole bunch is doing just what I said, and I just hope to Christ some of our people are the bomb throwers are out, because this ought to get them off their ass, Chuck, if anything, get them off their ass. Have we got anybody? Can we get Haldeman and all the rest off their asses to work tonight?
No, we're working. Don't worry, Mr. President. We are getting it out, and CBS was the only one that did this, and it was. And your daughter is absolutely right. They just were. They look like they'd lost their last friend. I mean, Severide said, well, this is the day we've always been waiting for, but now the question is, will it last? Well, for Christ's sake.
Of course. The question is, would the Treaty of Versailles last?
Of course.
And what about the Metternich Treaty? Would it last? What last?
Next time anybody talks about seeing Marvin Kalb, we should remind them that he was the one tonight who said, well, the South Vietnamese are very skeptical over this. Jesus Christ! After he's been one of the ones calling for a complete bug out. So that's typical of CBS. And
yeah.
We got a very good... Very good play on NBC, and of course Howard Smith was acted like he had cat that just swallowed the mouse. I mean, he was smiling, and they didn't give him very much time because it was interrupting a basketball game. But the couple of minutes I saw of his was great.
And the main thing is, what the hell are we doing, though, about getting our guys out, Chuck, to fight these people? You know, the Congress is going to die. I mean, Mansfield was almost, he just turned green when I told him, and he and Tip O'Neill was just dying at the leaders' meeting.
He would, obviously, because
they both were, he's
one that was way out, as Mansfield was.
That's right. They're sick.
I'll tell you an interesting thing. We talked also about some of them jumping on board. You know, NBC had a panel of Javits, Humphrey, Tower, and Jackson. And the Tower was absolutely spectacular. He said, this vindicates the patience the president has shown in the face of tremendous domestic pressures, the lonely and difficult job. We've come out the better because of his courage. And then he just cracked hell out of the critics. Oddly enough, Javits said, well, it would appear to me now that the bombing resulted in this agreement being reached. I almost fell off my chair.
That's the Jewish-Israeli thing.
Exactly. Humphrey was, he said, we are all so grateful and...
How about Jackson?
And Jackson said, this is the night Americans have been waiting for years. They both, Humphrey and Jackson, of course, picked up your praise of LBJ, which they... Which they praised.
That
you
really, you know...
It was a stroke of genius.
That was something that my daughters both saw, Tricia particularly saw, that and Eddie Cox, she said, you know, that was because when I said the press, that he had suffered vilification.
Vilification, yeah.
They knew that I had, too, you see.
Of course, of course.
But did they pick that up?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... I just talked to George Christian. Just hung up from...
What did George say?
Well, he was... And I must say, it was a very emotional thing. He sounded like he was choked up.
He must have been, because that was a pretty damn a good thing for me to do, because LBJ has done a goddamn thing for me, as you know.
He said, well, we will never forget that. He said, you know, Chuck, how you feel about President Nixon. Well, I felt that way about President Johnson. He said, I just can't tell you what that means. And he said, he said, everybody who loved Johnson, and there'll be more of them coming out now, he said, they'll never forget President Nixon. He was really...
Well, this makes Johnson's place in history, you know.
Of course it does. You made it. You made it tonight. It was a beautiful touch, Mr. President, because what you did was to bring credit to yourself by giving him credit, because he stood against the same critics.
That's right.
And they drove him out of office.
He didn't do the right thing, but he stood against them.
Yeah, but instead of praising, instead of embracing those who have fought us, you...
Well, I know. Those people that wanted me to, to have the era of good feeling. Somebody wrote me a memorandum on that, and I told Haldeman, I said, if anybody ever shows me that again, I'm going to flush him down the goddamn John.
You should. I did not see it, but Evans and Novak were on Channel 5. They do a Metro Media analysis,
yeah.
And Bill Baruti saw it. He came running, and he said, we got to get the transcript. He said, those guys were saying, we can't believe it. It is one of the greatest diplomatic triumphs in history. And
well, can't we get some of our people to say that, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Diplomatic triumph. Who the hell is saying it?
No, we've
No, I suppose not.
No, they are, Mr. President. We've gotten about 30... statements out tonight, and it's just a matter of, you know, they got to take time to get them out under the wires. And
any attacks on the doves getting out?
Well, we got a real
Goldwaters, I know.
Goldwater. We've got a beautiful one from Tower, and of course he did it on television. He did it spectacularly well. Christian told me that he's getting one out from Walt Rostow, and that's
sure.
You know, the Johnson side of it. We have, I talked to George Aiken, and he's sick in bed, but he told me basically what he was going to put out, which was damn good, you know, that you stood firm and that he'd stood with you last August, and
right.
When things seemed bleak at times, you'd always persevered.
But he'll do right.
He'll do the right thing. Let's see. I talked to Bob Dole, who's taken some great lines. He was just relishing in it. I talked to Gail McGee, who said that he was, you know, this is a moment he was waiting for to stick it to his colleagues who had. So I think they will do it. Yes, sir. I really do.
Well, it's going to take that now. How about getting Meany and others? You're going to work on that tonight?
Brennan has talked to Meany tonight, and Meany said he would put a statement out tonight. I have just put Fitz's statement out, which stabs it right at him. I've just talked to Cooper Holt.
Gleason, Teddy.
We're going to do Teddy, Paul Hall.
Paul Hall would be great. Jesse Calhoun, right? Good, good.
We thought we'd wait a morning.
How about Cooper Holt? And even the Legion ought to be for this, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. No, I can get, Pat Carr from Louisiana, who's the head of the VFW, is coming up. He's going to hold a press conference here
right.
already.
And he should stick it to the critics. And how about getting also all the other organizations? I think how about getting the head of the POWIs? Wouldn't that be a great boy? That was an eloquent thing we said about them tonight.
Just magnificent. Just
can't you get one of those to say something?
Yes, sir. We've already talked.
Has anybody thought of that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. No. Broody's been talking to them this evening, and has you know, that gal Carol Hansen is just.
Get her to come out and say something.
She's the most articulate. And
right.
In fact, I think she said she was going to be on NBC tonight. I haven't
right.
I haven't seen it, but I think she's going to be
good.
Now, Will,
let me tell you, if there was any time you kicked ass and then get anybody in, if anybody's home, I don't care who it is, even the highest people in the administration, or if they're at the Kennedy Center, get their ass down here and work tonight. You understand?
We're right here.
And letters, wires, you know, all that sort of thing, Chuck. You've got to do it because this is like November 3rd.
Well, this is
but even bigger.
Even bigger because this
because basically what we've got to do now is to put it to the critics and draw the line. This is when we have the silent majority must rise now. I really feel this very strongly.
Oh, I feel it just as strongly, Mr. President. This is an opportunity that you don't get except
right.
maybe once in a lifetime to really clean out the other side. But I think you're going to find, I really do, that we will get that out. It's going to take us, and we're going to have to do it every day. We're just going to have to keep banging at it.
Right.
Every day.
But the press people ought to really hit this, too. God damn it. This is time for some of the editors and the rest.
Well, I told
Clayton and all the rest. Klein, what the hell is he doing?
Oh, he's here. He's calling editors. Clausen,
right.
He have a list of 35, and they're right in the
right.
office working.
Okay.
Klein, I told Klein, you know, this is the kind of thing that William Randolph Hearst will do a front page editorial on, you know, the way he does.
Sure.
And,
That's right. That's right.
We'll get a lot of that going. The New York Daily News will.
That's right. They should.
The big play and even the Trib, which left us on the bombing in December, as you know, I think they'll come back. And
Chicago, did they leave us in the bombing? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the Trib did. First time that I guess they have.
Why'd they leave? What'd they say?
Well, it was a little bit.
I'd forgotten that.
It was a little bit like the Stars' reaction. You know, they just said, "Well, we've yeah." You know, they ran out of gas.
Yeah.
They were running low, but they'll be with us. I mean, we are gonna. I told our boys tonight, and I'm sure they're gonna do this, not to waste time with anything other than.
What we did worked. You mean or what?
No, not to waste our time with any other than we know are sure things. Like get the, get that first flow of editorials coming. Don't try to convert somebody at the first blush. Let's get the rash of editorials where we know we can get them that'll crack at the critics and play you strong. You know, like the people that write good, emotional, strong stuff, the New York Daily News kind of thing, or Martin Hayden's kind of.
One thing about the New York Daily News, it didn't depart on the bombing, though.
Never departed once.
Yeah.
That's one.
The Trib probably, I don't know, they probably got some editor over there.
Well, it was wishy. It wasn't a real.
Said we just sort of worried about it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but keep the heat on, and what time is it now?
It's now 11 o'clock.
call me at 11:30 and tell me what the hell these people are doing, because I don't know what I've... I'm not getting after the rest, but Ziegler's supposed to be working on this. Klein's supposed to be working on it. Haldeman's supposed to be working on it.
We are.
But it's your job to see that the whole goddamn thing is done. This is a big deal now, Chuck. This is the last hurrah, as we say.
Well, it...
And let's make it a big one.
It is, Mr. President. I think that one of the problems that we...
Yeah, people just don't want to...
No, people want to do it.
But they don't know what to do?
No. It's just that you can't get on the wires right now. The wires are just... You know, the machines are just running out your stuff and reports out of Sarsian. And it'll be 2 hours before they will start picking
up. Well, if you get anything at 11:30, you can call me back, okay?
I'll call you at 11:30.
Bye.
Yes, sir.